Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to start this transmission with a key report on Hillary launching a full-out assault on the Second Amendment. By the way, she's the front-runner to win the presidency and has got the Bilderberg nod. Then, incredible intel on every imaginable front coming up after the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for Hillary Clinton.
Speaking at the 83rd annual U.S. Conference of Mayors Saturday, the former Secretary of State said she supported President Obama's call to further infringe on the Second Amendment if it means it will help the victims of gun violence.
For me and many others, one immediate response was to ask how it could be possible that we as a nation still allow guns to fall into the hands of people whose hearts are filled with hate. You can't watch massacre after massacre and not come to the conclusion that, as President Obama said, we must tackle this challenge with urgency and conviction. Now, I lived in Arkansas and I represented upstate New York. I know that gun ownership is part of the fabric of a lot of law-abiding communities. But I also know that we can have common sense gun reforms that keep weapons out of the hands of criminals and the violently unstable while respecting responsible gun owners. What I hope with all of my heart is that we work together to make this debate less polarized, less inflamed by ideology, more informed by evidence, so we can sit down across the table, across the aisle from one another, and find ways to keep our community safe while protecting constitutional rights. It makes no sense that bipartisan legislation to require universal background checks would fail in Congress despite overwhelming public support.
Lies.
It makes no sense that we couldn't come together to keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers.
You lie.
Or people suffering from mental illnesses, even people on the terrorist watch list. That doesn't make sense, and it is a rebuke to this nation we love and care about. The president is right. The politics on this issue have been poisoned. But we can't give up. The stakes are too high. The costs are too dear. And I am not and will not be afraid to keep fighting for common sense reforms and, along with you, achieve those on behalf of all who have been lost because of this senseless gun violence in our country.
In the immediate aftermath of the shooting, President Obama and Charleston Mayor Joseph P. Riley Jr. both rushed to issue statements demonizing the Second Amendment over the shooter's actions.
But let's be clear. At some point, we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries. It doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency.
Meanwhile, black Americans took to Twitter and rallied around firearms, the Second Amendment, and the God-given right to self-defense, declaring a call to arms in rejection of the white supremacist ideology. Candidate Clinton first made her anti-gun stance clear in April, asserting, "We cannot let a minority of people," and that's what it is a minority of people, "hold a viewpoint that terrorizes the majority of the people." And now from the first comment for this article, from John Smith. "Hey, Hillary, you want common sense gun reform? How about not sending guns to ISIS? How about not sending guns to Mexican drug dealers? How about stopping senseless wars? Now that's gun reform I can live with." John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's already Wednesday, the 24th day of June 2015. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to cover the waterfront that they are gearing up and coming out against the Second Amendment. We knew the new attack was coming.
1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lenders License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're here live, ladies and gentlemen, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 3 hours today. I plan on opening the phones up. I plan on also having economist, father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, joining us in the third hour. We'll open the phones up when he's with us as well. We also have a lady joining us, a journalist joining us, that's been going out and documenting some of the bizarre activities of so-called feminists and the totalitarianism that they're promoting. The big story today is not what's happening with the Confederate battle flag. It's what's going on with the new fear-mongering by the eugenicist, by the exterminist, that the earth is dying right now, and the answer is basically forcibly reducing human populations. And there's a story out of the Washington Post. Earth is on the brink of 6 mass extinctions, scientists say, and it's humans' fault. We first covered this when it broke in England on Sunday, reporting on the U.S. government-funded studies. Now, what they didn't tell the public in the BBC or the Washington Post was that Paul R. Ehrlich, who co-authored with John P. Holdren and his wife, Annie H. Ehrlich, wrote in 1974, the year I was born, Eco-Science, where they talk about putting fluoride in the water to dumb you down and to reduce your fertility. I mean, they're quite public. This book was much of the current globalist plan and then a projection forward. And, of course, everything it predicts in the book about the people bomb and total collapse by 2000 didn't happen. Now, a lot of things humans are doing from my research is unsustainable. The problem is these guys are greasing the skids while posing as the saviors, and they actually hate humanity and want to have a downfall. They want to watch Rome burn. And a lot of yuppies that have never, a lot of trendies, who've never really been through a crisis, never been through adversity, who've been so sheltered and shielded, kind of think it's cute and go, well, yeah, society is going to collapse. And, yes, humanity is a parasite, and it's all over. And, of course, we have to reduce population. But they don't want to reduce their standard of living. They don't want to be killed. And they'll lecture you all day about a Confederate battle flag and how it's the ultimate evil, and we've got to worry about people's feelings. It just doesn't congruently connect together. If they were concerned about dehumanization, worldwide slavery being worse than it was in numbers 200 years ago, if they were concerned about all these type of issues, then if they got on a high horse about the Confederate flag and said it was hurtful to them, I'd probably listen. But it's only about creating division and rubbing salt in the wounds. And then I'd remembered this, and sure enough, Steve Watson found it. When Clinton ran for governor and was governor, and then when he ran for president, and then when Hillary ran, they used battle flags all over the South as their bumper stickers. I mean, it is the Democratic Party that founded the Klan. And yeah, Thomas Jefferson founded the Democratic Party. And so now there's calls to remove statues of Thomas Jefferson and to take him off the money. So I'm going to cover this now, but only because it's a way to get people to understand outside of the rhetoric, outside of Coke versus Pepsi, Cowboys versus the Steelers, Ford versus Chevy. It's not you're either for the battle flag or against the battle flag. That's a diversion overall and a gimmick in and of itself. But when you see where the agenda's going, then it becomes clear it's about censorship of speech across the board and really draconian attacks on the First Amendment. I said this yesterday. I'm not saying he stole it from me because we're on at the very same time. But Rush Limbaugh said what I said yesterday and what I said the day before. The American flag is next because in its name, a lot of bad stuff's been done. And there have been more slaves under that flag than there was under the Confederacy. But before I get into all this news and eBay and Amazon and Walmart, all of them, you know, pulling the different variants of it, it's just important to understand that if you really study history, and this is 101 when you go take history classes that aren't just politically correct propaganda, and most of them are now, but in old school history, the most important thing to do is to research who the people were in their time and what they stood for. It's easy in 2015 to look at George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, born into Southern plantation families. That was the culture, tobacco, cotton, you name it. And to then say, look, these were horrible people. It doesn't matter if upon their deaths they freed their slaves. It doesn't matter if Jefferson basically went native, you could say, and was, you know, literally, there were different types of slave owners operated. There was the Django style where people were getting beat all day, and then there's the completely other style. And the more successful plantations, it was just like sharecroppers. In fact, they were in historians, French historians said they were in better shape than the white sharecroppers. That's not endorsing any of it. It's that our nation's identity is not 2% of the North and the South having slaves. 2% of the population. Our culture is not about obsessing and opening these wounds up constantly. Has the rebel flag been used by haters and scum and ne'er-do-wells? Absolutely. But gangs in Oakland, California, that go around killing people like to wear Raiders jerseys. I'll never forget, I was like 21, wasn't even really a Raiders fan, but I needed a ball cap. And I was at one of those sporting stores. So that's a cool black and white hat. I'll wear a Raiders hat. And it was the only time I ever had cops come up to me. And I was 21, had already started my radio show, went with some friends to play pool at a bar. And I had an off-duty, I guess plain clothes, not off-duty, cop come over and ask me if I was in a gang. And I guess maybe it was racism because some of the folks we were with were Hispanic and black. And I was wearing a 49ers hat. And I said, why do you say that? He goes, well, it's a, I mean, not a 49ers, a Raiders hat. I don't even follow football anymore. He said, well, A, that's a Raiders hat, and B, you've got it on backwards. And I said, well, I'm inside. But that's an example right there, because gangs use a Raiders hat, or I guess in Chicago, gangs wear Bulls hats for basketball. Are we then going to ban it? I mean, it's just ridiculous. But it shows how, in an incredibly dumbed-down culture, this is all the public knows, is how to be offended and how to get upset about brown bags in Seattle that the city 3 years ago said, don't bring brown bags. It might be offensive. And I looked it up. No one had ever said a brown bag was code for racism. No one had ever even imagined it. It was like looking at clouds and you know, seeing a swastika. And saying, ban that cloud, it looks like a swastika or a pentagram. I mean, it's just schizophrenia. But the power structure isn't schizophrenic. They want us to only be able to obsess all day long over words and to be offended and then to be managed by the media like a bunch of basket cases. It's mental illness. So Leanne McAdoo already had the idea this morning when I came in, and she was already going to do it. So she's going down to UT and down to the hike and bike trail today to call for George Washington statue at UT and Thomas Jefferson statues at the State House to be pulled down. And I guarantee you 60-70% of people, I would guess, are going to sign it because, well, it's hurtful. George Washington owned slaves. Well, it's hurtful. Thomas Jefferson had, quote, slaves. Yeah, and in Germany at the time, most of the country was in different sections. It wasn't even called Germany then. It was a host of Germanic kingdoms. The people there were slaves. The Hessian soldiers we fought were raised from birth to be soldiers and were owned by the state. Germans today don't even really know that or care. Because it wasn't drummed into them an identity that they're a slave, they're a victim, something's wrong with them over and over again for political gain. So in the context of this, this is how they bring the country down. This is how they divide everybody while the big offshore central banks get Obamacare passed to destroy our health care, increase our prices, establish computerized control, taking doctors out of the decision-making process. We're being conquered under the TPP that's set to pass today in the Senate. Think about that. The TPP putting us under a secret, shadowy group, and then Congress's laws, there on out, have to comply with it. The conquering of our nation. That's not rhetoric. That's what it is. It's breathtaking, as Senator Sessions said. And it's not in the news. All we're hearing about is every week or so, it looks like cops shoot a black man in the back. And every week I see three or four articles where they shoot a white guy in the back. There's a lot of crazy bad cops out there. Is there some racism towards blacks? Probably. But the point is, it's not the whole universe. We could have an asteroid coming towards the planet to kill us, and I'm convinced we just obsess all day about what color we are. Because this is our culture. Our culture is infighting, it's ninnying, it's identity politics, it's gang mentality. It's the same way the globalists manage prisons, by putting people in racial gangs. It's divide and conquer. Stay with us.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to get into the Atlantic article, The World Without Work, The Phasing Out of Humans. They're now making all the announcements that we warned you about 18 years ago, 15 years ago. It's now following the plan. We need to come together against the globalist program, develop a culture that's pro-human, to build a world for people. not just for a tiny group of globalists that are enslaving all of us in the technocracy right now. But before I get into all the latest on the Confederate flag, the battle flag, the rest of it, let me give you a condensed, gestalt, short history lesson if you're a new listener and just think that I'm desperate to keep rebel flags flying when personally I could care less. And no, a lot of times it's been expropriated by ne'er-do-wells and racists and you name it. So I get both sides of it. But where it's coming from is to restrict free speech and to set the precedent. But let me just give you a gestalt. 600 years ago, the Western world was still in the Dark Ages. Okay? And then the printing press got developed, small guilds got developed, a small middle class got developed. The royalty and the church lost its monopoly on control, and the Renaissance began. It wasn't until the 1880s that the last German serfs, that just means slave, they were slaves, were released. They were slaves to the land. And if you tried to run off, they would come and arrest you and say you hadn't paid your bills and put you in the stocks till you died, in many cases. And the media always, when you raise that, goes, you're taking away from black slavery because that's how they keep the country divided. No, I'm not. I'm simply stating the facts that it's a shared human condition of most of our ancestors were slaves. And I think it's embarrassing if you're related to royalty. I mean, there are probably 10 million people or more in the United States that came from England that are related to some royal house or not. I mean, I'm related to a whole bunch of them. I'm embarrassed about those connections to the Tudors and other people. And of course, it's tenuous, and I don't really care. The point is that people are proud of that. I'm not really proud of that. It's interesting. I'm proud of ancestors that I had that stood up against tyranny. And the pinnacle of the Renaissance was 240 years ago at this country, where they almost banned slavery at the Continental Congress, but the South threatened to leave because it was their only industry. And the rich landowners had leveraged the wages down against 98% that didn't have slaves. So slavery was a very bad institution for everybody except the plantation owners. And you bet, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were born into that. But they were great men who tried to help end it and who then put out ideas that were the greatest level of freedom the world had ever seen. That's the new model. The old model is what we're going into right now, where everybody's in their own little gang group. That's how they divided Rome up, was into ethnic groups, the Greeks and the Roman quarter. And that's how they had it divided. The Gaul quarter, the Germanic quarter, the Ostrogoth area. That's how they divided it all up. And they used it to control people within the city of Rome itself. So I've studied just so much history, it gives me a headache to sit back and watch the public groping around in the dark, not having any idea how this stuff really works. And to know that at the very end of the Civil War, when the South was collapsing and was already defeated, basically, but wouldn't give up, the Emancipation Proclamation came out. It still took months to get down to the folks that were slaves. And it was done to further destabilize and cause a breakdown. And that's what was done. And it's on record, and it's just a fraud. It's a hoax. Like saying Obamacare is free to say that the Civil War was about a bunch of white supremacists. It's just not true. And now they've had the Alabama governor come out and order all the battle flags taken down off the Capitol. He's a Republican. And you know what? I find that fitting, because it was the Republicans that sacked the South for 10 years under Reconstruction. It was the Republicans, by the way, that did vote pass the Voting Rights Act and all the rest of it. But see, in the flip-flop, upside-down world, they're the ones that get blamed with being the Klan and all the rest of this. Just like the NRA is being called the new Klan, and there's new articles out today with MSNBC saying the Confederacy was for the Second Amendment. What? Let me tell you, the real racism against blacks accelerated after the Civil War, when the North came in and had real elections and put black folks in government. And then it was the working class poor whites that felt bad, and they were the ones that then really gravitated into racism as their new identity. And that's when all the Klan and the rest of it gets started. But that's real history, not the garbage that we're taught. I'm going to go over some more of these articles when we come back. Hillary Clinton on course to win presidential election, poll says. Then I'm going to tie that into the real threats we all face.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Morning, when I woke up at about 5:30 a.m., it really hit me hard, a conviction on my heart, on my intellect, to really try to give a powerful speech from my heart to the listening audience out there, really a call to arms politically in the information war to truly warn humanity and to cut through the din of distractions and diversions that are out there, to try to galvanize some type of core emergency beacon so that as things get worse and worse for our species, we understand why it's happening. Because all the rest of this news really is just window dressing
when you understand the core driving goals and the mindset of the planetary scientific elite and what their goals are. They're on total power trips. They are able to take our resources that are basically unlimited and construct parallel civilizations that are secret from the public. And then to watch them engage in systematic brainwashing and wrecking the human psyche and scuttling our societies. It's mind-blowing. Simply put, on this whole race obsession issue that's used all over the world in balkanization and divide and conquer, the public in this nation has gone from the most literate in reading, writing, and arithmetic and business and innovation, exploration. Americans were the creme de la creme, the best of the best, and that wasn't U.S. historians saying that. We were exceptional because we were wild, wild west, and that brings out the best in people. There weren't any freeloaders. There weren't folks putting up with scammers. Criminals had to live out in the bush because folks were hunting them down compared to every other culture. It was rough. And it produced so much strength and so much wealth and so much innovation and power, the world marveled. Now we are the dumbest of the industrialized world behind a whole bunch of third world countries. The language is shrinking. The IQ itself is physically going down. I'm going to get into why. But we're experts on hundreds of different trendy groups and weird cultural, basically religious dogmas based on guilt. This country is a ninnying basket case, mentally ill wreck. We got something like a third the population on mind-bending prescription drugs. The family is redlining, falling apart across the board. Diabetes is up almost 3,000%, type 2, something like 5,000% in Hispanics. Cancer is up, depending on the cancer. Some types are up tenfold, like lung cancer in women. I mean, we are under massive attack. It's designed. And the globalists write books. I'm going to get into it in a moment, bragging about it. It's Twilight Zone meets The Outer Limits meets THX1138 meets Brave New World meets 1984. It's like a Dagwood sandwich. Just layer after layer of every sickening technocratic mind control program all laid on top of each other in the most well-orchestrated abomination the world's ever seen. I mean, the globalists are going for broke. They understand they'll never be able to conquer the planet until they conquer humans. The elite believe they are a different species than us. Look it up. And they're attaining godhood as we speak. And that we've got to be killed in this holy jihad crusade that they've launched. And yes, that's over-the-top epic, and it's true. And we've got addled people out there thinking they're doing goody-two-shoes work, pulling down rebel flags and banning the sale of rebel flags on platforms everywhere. As if a school might not want one for an educational thing or a museum. Europe's banned the sale of Nazi paraphernalia. I remember being like 18 at a gun show. I bought a pocket knife, an RAF pen, and a Nazi pen because I thought they were interesting. When I was a kid, I had army tanks with German symbols on them and the Allies. Does that mean I was a Nazi? I mean, I almost bought a Civil War Southern sword once. It was too expensive. Those go for a lot more because there were less of them, so I bought a northern sword. I've got a northern saber, and those things are so... They're like those deals you used to cut paper back in school, but they're longer, and they're so heavy they would just cut through anything. But this is the mental illness where we're experts on obsessing on everything that doesn't matter. And now the UN wants urgent measures to control guns after Charleston killings. And they use these events where, oh, our hearts are hurt. Oh, black Christians got killed. And that's why all these Republicans now are pulling down the flags and coming out and apologizing and saying on the news, I thought it was about pride and how the South fought so hard, but I apologize. It's bad. Because people like to repent, even of things they haven't done. Good people do. And the bad people sit there poking and manipulating good people who think they're doing something nice that's full of hospitality. And it's not about hospitality. It's about being conquered to where only what the system says is acceptable is acceptable. While the media sells it as trendy and fun and happy, hey, robots are replacing you. Hey, your computer is watching and listening to you, but it's fun. We went out yesterday in front of Google, downtown Austin, and I was told, I haven't seen the video yet, the report will be ready for the nightly news tonight. I'll play it tomorrow. Or David Knight will. I'm going to my cousin's wedding. And the vast majority of them said, yeah, I want driverless cars, and I don't care if I can't drive anymore. They're ready to submit. Now, you've got to go to trendy areas to do this. But you notice wherever Google puts down a carcinogenic tentacle, it's all surrounded by light colors and trendy people with different colored socks going, I'm non-threatening, I'm non-threatening, I'm non-threatening. Don't run, we're your friends, when it is already an AI system gobbling everything up and building a world on record that is designed for the orderly removal of humanity. And almost all of their crew members aren't even paid, and they've got degrees. I mean, the whole system was set up for this. Down on 2nd Street in Austin, Texas, there's a shot of it, if you're a TV viewer. And it's all plushy couches and, you know, everything. You get to come in, and, oh, yes, and driverless cars are rolling around. Meanwhile, working for the NSA, hacking your computer, stealing your data, cameras and microphones watching you. But it's okay. They have adult slides. Adults can act like kids, too. That's right. Act like a child who's ignorant and he'll get in the van. Because Google's got free candy. When you go over, they got free cupcakes and free candy and a bar and basketball. And it's come on in. We're non-threatening. We're non-threatening. Really, it's the equivalent of an alien mothership that landed. And listen, you're all going to find out, okay? The decision's been made to wipe you and your family out. As soon as the grid's in place, we're all dead. And you will see it all unfold. And you will see them ban the American flag. And you will see them ban single home dwellings, as Germany's now doing. You will see them ban fireplaces. You will have computers in your house that watch everything you do. And lovingly tell you when you're doing bad things in a very soft, non-threatening voice. And if you try to resist, drone attack helicopters will come and blow you off the road, but it won't matter because your car will be hardwired where it's driverless. Most new cars are already driverless. They already have the programs, the software. The car's already brake and stop. They'll already kill you if it means it'll save a school bus, they claim. But they're just going to start rolling it out and announcing that, oh, discounts on your insurance if you go driverless. I'm talking within like 3-4 years. Everything is compacted at the end. Already they're phasing the drones to fully autonomous. They decide when to kill people. And see, that means that when the troops refuse to follow an order to kill innocent people, It won't matter because the computers will be doing it. The robots will be doing it. This is the plan. But don't worry. CNN host suggests taking down racist Jefferson statue. Video on Infowars.com. We knew that was next. UN wants urgent measures to control guns after Charleston killings. Hillary Clinton on course to win presidential election, poll says. And coming up in the next hour, you got to listen to what she says. She made a chilling statement. We heard the video and audio at the start of the show today in the John Bowne report titled Hitlery Launches All-Out Attack on Second Amendment. And she says, you know, it's not reasonable. We've got people on the terrorist no-fly list that are able to get guns. And it sounds reasonable. Yeah, you're on a terror watch list. But see, it's not really called a terror watch list. It's called a no-fly list. Last time we got numbers, it was 3 million people. It was 1 million, then 3 million people on the don't-fly or watch list. And then Rahm Emanuel comes out when Obama was running for office and said, if you're on that don't-fly list, you lose your Second Amendment. See, no judge, no jury, no indictment, no charges. You don't get a gun, and you don't know how or why, and you can't get off the list.
We had an election about change. People are clear about the special interests. They are tired of that gridlock the special interests caused in Washington. And I think the most simple thing we can do, and we've got to make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election, that is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
Key word. Because you're known maybe to be a possible terrorist. And last time I heard it was like 14 or 15 members of Congress were on the no-fly list. My dad was on it because he has a common name, David Jones. 3 million people. And they've never caught one terrorist with TSA because it's not designed for that. It's there to break your will and train you to be a slave. And Hillary, again, said in her speech yesterday about the Second Amendment, she said we need to do what Rahm Emanuel called for. They're coming. And now they're saying, again, guns are racist. Remember that talking point? Gun ownership is racist? When we come back, I'm going to try to be as succinct as I can. It was so clear this morning what I wanted to say to the public. I almost shot a video at 5:30 in the morning. I really was on fire. I woke up, jumped out of bed with just such a sense of urgency. Man, I am just beside myself. The decision has been made to end our species as we know it by horribly wicked, horribly anti-human people. And they know how to tribally stir us all up against each other, just like a prison warden manages things by putting people in racial groups. And then pretty soon you've got to, because you prime the pump. That's how it's all based. And they've got the nerve, while they divide and conquer us, to sit around and talk about how they love us. But folks are going to have to decide which side they're on. I need to create a tax-free foundation or organization that educates the public and puts out flyers and does email campaigns and puts up billboards that just directs people to a website that shows the globalist master plan in, say, 10 easy videos and how they're planning to end humanity as we know it with all their quotes, and just basically call it The Choice and the Human Defense League or the Human Defense Corps. Or the Human Defense Force. And just, because this is an attack on everybody. I don't care what color you are. This is the end of humanity. I mean, our DNA is unraveling right now by design. Third generation mammals under GMO are almost completely sterile and completely mentally retarded. Those are the ones that live. Organs growing on the outside of our bodies. You know, so they're not just killing us individually, they're killing the species as if they are an alien race, folks. It's the only way to describe the globalist. They might as well be. I mean, I've said this hundreds of times. It is so over the top. And it's all rolling out right now. I have trouble even breathing when I really face all the intel. It's just such a bad situation. But it's so insane if people can just admit it and know what's happening and become alerted to it. We can avert it and turn the tables. So I have time. I'm going to skip this network break, but it's going to be the last of the week. David and I can't skip any tomorrow or the next day just because I've done too many. And we've got a bunch of special reports that are going to be airing tomorrow. David's got a bunch of great informative guests coming on. He does a wonderful job. It's a real blessing to be able to work with him and the other reporters. But I care about my fellow humans. And I know I'm right about all this, but to know that it was worse than we thought and that it's all true, I mean, it takes a lot of will to put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water, knowing it lowers IQ and causes all sorts of cancers. It takes a lot of will to design stacked traits in the major GMOs that are designed to pass foreign DNA and RNA into the genetic code. And the scientists are looking at it now, and they're saying, it's like this was designed to destroy the DNA. Well, yeah, it was. I don't know why the elite would want to wreck human DNA itself unless they were an alien species sent here, and some deal's been made to wipe us all out. And again, I'm not saying it's aliens. It's just the more I look at it, man, it's so bad. What does the Bible say? It's an interdimensional entity that wants to kill God's creation, humans. It's the devil. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, folks. Is that we've got to come to realization that whether it's archetypal, interdimensional, that would be spiritual. The ancients didn't know about dimensions. That's what it is, something from another dimension. If you read the Bible, the Old Testament, that's what it says, that they come out of another realm. And they want to kill us. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, right, maybe the atheists are true. Maybe they're written to God. So everybody has those doubts in their life. And the older I get, the more I study it. And the Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and the devil worship and wanting to grab little kids and torture them to death. I mean, whatever it is, it's evil, it's bad, it's got to be opposed. And it's got us all fighting with each other. You know, how much the liberals love black people, that's the ones they can't abort. And they'll pull on our heartstrings and manipulate good people to want to do what they say. Forget the rebel flag, whether it's good or bad or a mix. It's about we do what they say, they're the boss. It's about they culturally are the police, the commissars. The apparatchiks. And when I get around these globalists and their minions, they know they're evil, they enjoy the raw power, and they hate instinctively, at a spiritual level, virtuous people. They hate people that have goodwill, that want to help others, that want to build. And they manipulate us to serve them by claiming they are the great priests and priestesses, the anointed ones that we must all follow. And they're all total hypocrites. And they have adopted the most evil, sinister plan they could. Their public argument is, oh, it's total evil to block the greater evil of non-control. And after we bring in total control using evil, we're going to remove all the evil and restore balance and create a utopia. Bull. You're going to keep going on doing horrible things because it's what your father does, and you're of your father, the devil. I had a six-hour dream last night from the time I went to bed to when I woke up at 5:30 that was the most vivid of my lifetime. I could only describe it as a vision of the future. You could say scientifically it's what my brain with all the study has basically postulated. My God, I didn't know you could have such nightmares. I mean, it was like 20 years of observations, seeing things. It was unbelievable. Oh, my God. And whether it was a dream or real, whether I was peering into the future or not, it doesn't matter because I could intellectually look at the enemy operation and tell you without a shadow of a doubt That's where they're taking us. So whether it was a vision or whether my mind, our minds are so incredible, created this giant 20-year 3D movie complete with smell-o-vision. So that I could try to wrap my mind around what faces our species and try to find the lever to move the world back from the brink of destruction. We'll have a guest on for 30 minutes, and then I'm going to try to collect my thoughts. And I always say I'm going to give you the New World Order Master Plan, but it's so big that it's hard to articulate. But at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to write some notes, and I'm going to do my best. I almost called Buckley, but he's getting married Saturday because he lives near me. To have him come at 5:30 in the morning with me in my, you know, white T-shirt and my underwear. I had to put clothes on, but, I mean, I was ready right then. It was just to lay it all out. But basically it's this. We know the course now. The time for denial is over. You're either going to stand with humanity and try to develop a system that will allow humans to go to the next level and protect our precious planet, or make the decision to join with the evil ones and their rationales that the globalists are saving the Earth, and just join the team that's going to wipe out almost the entire population and try to protect yourselves. But I'm going to explain something. The globalists are the ones that are destroying the Earth. They try to block people that actually try to stop things that are truly hurting the Earth. They're creating microplasms and weird funguses and stuff that many scientists believe are going to get out and create a scenario like you see in the excellent movie Interstellar, where there's a blight in the atmosphere, eating the atmosphere. I've run into government documents, you can pull them up, where they're not just working on antimatter weapons, they're working on global atmospheric blights that's beyond a doomsday bomb. It will eat the atmosphere. What you see in that movie, they've made that type of stuff. Because they're crazy. Last night in my dream, I've studied them so much, I was like tuning in, basically, to my mind's reconstruction of their minds. It was like being possessed or something. It was just absolutely horrible. Because it was like a 20-year dream. It was just went on forever. It was like hell through their eyes while they were doing all this stuff. My God, it was horrible. Oh, my God, it's so horrible. The future is going to be just hell on earth, people. And the churches won't warn anybody. It's all name it and claim it glitter bugs up there. I'm going to briefly do some mid-air refueling. We need money to fund this operation. I want to hire 10 more reporters. I just want to have to crack the nut of that. So we're going to hire a couple more riders. We've got a great team. We've been blessed. I need the funds to run this operation so we sell the best water filters, the best Patriot apparel, the best non-GMO high-quality liver cleanse systems and colloidal silver and high-quality water filters. And we've got a bunch of Made in America apparel. All of that is 20% off with a special running. The Molon Labe belt buckles, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And I'm even doing a plug? I just skipped the break right there. That's InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the liver cleanse, if you do the intense cleanse, it's just dramatic. It's over the top. Thank you for your support. Second hour coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.